Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, sunny and cold today with a high near 5, wind chill values as low as 23 below, calm wind becoming south 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight mostly cloudy with a temperature rising to around 7 by 4 a.m., wind chill values as low as 14 below, breezy with a south wind 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 12 to 17 miles per hour after midnight. Wind gusts could rise as high as 30 miles an hour. Saturday, a chance of flurries after 4 p.m., patchy blowing snow before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 27 degrees, wind chill values as low as 11 below zero. Saturday night, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 3, blustery with a southwest wind 11 to 16 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour. Sunday sunny with a high near 13, blustery with a northwest wind 11 to 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And in the news for today, Wisconsin added 11,547 new cases of COVID-19 Thursday, the highest single day of reporting during the pandemic. The seven-day average of new confirmed cases is 6,808. That's an 85% increase from last month and over 200% higher than 2 months ago. The percent positive by test is 25.9% over a seven-day average. That from WBAY in Green Bay. The Wisconsin Department of Health reports that there were also an average of 22 deaths daily due to the virus. The vast majority of new cases are coming from the Omicron variant. 58.3% of the state's population is fully vaccinated. The Vernon County Health Department reported one new death, 41 confirmed new cases, and 2 new hospitalizations on Thursday. The department has added new drive-through testing dates, which include Tuesday, January 11th, the 18th, and 25th. The test site is held in Viroqua from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Old County Highway Shops, located at 602 North Main Street, and is for anyone from the age of 12 months and up. In other state news, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting today that Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu told WisPolitics.com that the body is done confirming Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees for the rest of his term. Since Evers took office in 2019, Republicans in the Senate have been slow to confirm many of Evers' appointees in positions across the executive branch, from cabinet-level secretary positions to seats on a number of important boards and commissions. With LeMahieu saying his body is done with confirmation, Evers' ability to extend Democratic control over state government is halted as Republicans focus on trying to retake the governor's office in the November election. LeMahieu's statement makes official what has been the informal policy of Republicans for several years as they look to run out the clock on Evers. You've got what is essentially a coup to maintain the last governor's control of the board. They're basically stealing power, said Jeff Mandel, co-founder of progressive legal outfit Law Forward. They found sort of a backdoor way to perpetuate the legacy, power, and policies of Governor Scott Walker, who the voters chose to get rid of, end quote. That again from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.